You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Leilani, a.k.a. Veggie Burger, Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her opening for Caro Caro Bonito. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time musician Leilani, aka Veggie Burger, Part 3. What was so weird? With the clap, what was weird about it? Why are you laughing? What was weird about it?
No, it's just because I'm here for a third time.
Yeah, what's so funny? You're growing up on the Stevie Weeby Show.
No.
It's your third time. What's so funny?
I don't know. It's just funny that you like, clap.
You know why I did that? No, I did that. There's a reason why I do that.
Wait, why?
Because we do that, the first part of the podcast, we do it with the phone, right? Mm-hmm. So when I edit, that's my marker. Where it splits and I go to this footage, the Lumix footage. So if you notice every episode, I always go 1, 2, 3. And so I know, okay, that's when I cut, and then I can match up the volume with the, yeah.
Oh, that's a good strategy, though. It works.
It looked unnatural. It looked unnatural. Because
no,
it was like abrupt.
You know
it was like
it's because last time, because the last two times I was here, I think you would have like the camera person also clap, so it would sound like a room of people.
Yeah.
But this time when you did it, it was just you clapping.
Right.
I don't know. It looked just odd. Funny.
Yeah.
It's cool though. Like
I still have your poster for the Fantastic Planet.
Thank you.
That was a really fun night.
I still have pictures from that show.
You do?
As the wallpaper on my phone. So I wake up every day and I look at it, and it's like little Ray is on there rapping.
Yeah,
so.
You know, Raymond, he has a life of his own. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, where did
he go? He pops in and out.
I noticed that. I've been watching your podcast, Steve, and I've been waiting at the
he
end of each
episode. He does a lot of my ad
like,
reads. I don't know how he gets my system, but yeah, he likes to do the ad reads because he says that
he does
a better job than I do.
I miss his little puppet.
Oh
story.
Yeah,
that's
it's been a long
miss.
Time. You know, the reason why I stopped that is because I got so busy with all these other podcasts.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, because that it's time consuming. But you've done a lot of music since then, haven't you?
I've done I just released an album called Leilani Snakefoot.
How could listeners and viewers support that?
It's everywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Bandcamp. Just listen to it. Leilani Snakefoot.
And then what was your process doing that? Like how do you start a song or an album? Like do you have a whole concept behind the album, or do you go song by song? How does that work?
Right. So actually, so for this new album, the latest album, I collaborated with Snakefoot.
Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Yeah, shout out Ross. Shout out Snakefoot.
What's up, Snakefoot? okay, that sounds funny saying.
No,
I feel
no,
like
no.
it's a mythical
no,
creature.
I think he's a fan of you too. Okay. So
what
so
up, Snakefoot? We love you, Snakefoot.
Yeah.
He's a producer.
He makes beats.
So shout out to Snakefoot. What does he make his stuff on? Is he doing what you do? Like he's hitting the machine?
I don't think. Oh no.
Or maybe he's on a program like Ableton.
No. You know what? No. Yeah. He uses Ableton. I don't know his secret sauce. Like I don't know what
well,
he does
all
necessarily.
They're
they
all,
are very
a lot
secretive.
Of producers are secretive.
So. But I know that Ross plays he plays the drums. He's a really good drummer.
Yeah.
And this new album, actually, the reason why I wanted to work with Snakefoot is because we have kind of like the same musical tastes. Like he's like, you know, into like the electronic stuff, but also like kind of like drum and bassy with like some punk influences, like rock influences, hip hop.
Yeah.
So like when I heard his stuff, I was just like, oh yeah, I definitely want to work with this guy.
And
so
when LA?
I worked with him, yeah, he's no. He I think right now he's in Vermont.
Continue.
Yeah.
So when you work with him?
So the way that we did this whole album was back and forth email.
Cause you could do that now.
Yeah. So basically, Snakefoot would like send me a beat, and then I would listen to all the beats, and then I would pick
the ones you like,
the ones that I like, and the ones that called out to me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to work on a collaboration album because I feel like when you collaborate with people, it really changes your process in music making, and it improves you as well. So like I feel like because of working with someone else on the album, like it was us like, you know, 50-50. We're like basically we're like a band. Mm-hmm, like it feels like kind of like a band, like Snakefoot and I.
Can I write his name down?
Yeah.
Snakefoot.
Snakefoot. Just one foot.
One foot. But
so
a snake.
But a snake
doesn't have a foot.
Why did you write his name down?
Because later, when I edit this for the audio boom, I have to write a summary of the topics. We're going to get to that point where I timestamp certain things, I like to write like kind of themes where I kind of remember what we're talking about as we go.
Oh, okay.
This
cool.
is from my memory as well.
You know what? I think I remember you doing that now. I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Off top, you also collaborate, you've done other collaborations and we've discussed this. Didn't you do a song with?
Yes, but I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Okay. Timestamp that. So you didn't do a song. Who would you like to work with? Who would you like to work with?
Who would I like to work with? I would really, you know, I love
your dream. Your dream. No, your dream. Like
my dream. That's yeah. A like really
it could be anyone
question.
In the world. It could be Bjork.
That's a lot. That's a
it could
really,
be Portishead. Whatever you want to say, you just say
that's,
it.
That's a really hard question. If Death Grips like came at me and they were like, "Hey, Leilani, sing over this track." Oh man,
dude, the Death Grips are
I would
hard.
Be pretty excited.
Death Grips are hard. Didn't they break up though?
They probably did, but I think I've seen the Andy guy,
mm-hmm.
Andy, the guy that's like on the electronics during live shows. I think he still produces music and
it's
stuff.
A two-piece.
And I've seen him collaborate with some artists too. So.
You have.
Yeah, and I know Zach Hill, maybe he still puts out music too. I don't know if MC Ride still does anything.
Right, right. Are those the, yeah. I don't know their names, is that the group?
Yeah, so MC yeah. Ride is the lead singer, mm-hmm. Zach Hill.
He always has his shirt off, right?
Yeah, he has a shirt off
yeah,
with like his tattoo.
Yeah.
But that's not the only band I would collaborate with. Pretty much, there's so many.
So many.
There's so many, Steve. Like, I'd really like to collaborate with Mangchi. Like, that'd be... That'd be awesome.
We could probably make that happen, couldn't we?
That'd be really cool. That'd like be that awesome. Would be one of my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I could see that in the near future.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
You mentioned Coachella as well, because I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, we like, talked about
you,
the part,
yeah.
part two. Yeah.
Since then, what other festivals and other shows kind of stand out?
Festivals... There wasn't many festivals I played after that because mm-hmm. that was
or
kind
COVID.
Of like halfway into when COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I did play this one show that I always remember, and I got like a lot of people like know me from that show too. Is that I opened for Kiro Kiro Bonito? Do you know who they are?
Yeah, they have that sweet kind of like the bubblegum.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
female. She
yes.
sounds. She's like half
Sarah?
Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So
she
opened,
has that trampoline song.
Yeah, I opened for them on Halloween.
You opened for
on Halloween, yeah, and it was like the most fun. This is why, like, I love Halloween.
Aren't they from England?
Yeah, they're from the UK.
How do you spell their name again? Kiro.
Kiro. K E R O K E R O.
Bonito.
Bonito.
Now check this out. So I knew they made it large because I like to shop at Unique Glow.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me.
So
that.
I was in Unique Glow,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the clothing store. It's kind of like the Gap modern day, but from Japan.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
these shorts.
Oh, are those from Uniqlo?
Mm-hmm. Cool. I get all my pants and all my shorts from Unique Glow.
Cool.
And so I remember walking through the store, and then I heard a familiar sound,
mm-hmm,
and it was
mm-hmm.
Kiro Kiro Bonito playing
mm-hmm.
in the store.
And then you became a fan.
No, because my ex,
Ailani, mm-hmm.
was fans of them and actually knew them from, she knew those cats because she lived in London at one point.
Oh, wow.
So she knew them, or one of them or something. And I just remember they had Happy Music, that trampoline song.
You know what's funny? It's funny because when they perform, I was there during the backstage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear Sarah Bonito. She's like singing Calling in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
Really?
And she's like Calling in the Name of. And then
she has such a sweet voice.
Yeah. But it's like the sweet voice. And it's like Calling in the Name of. And then, but it. I was recording it. I was like, whoa, this is insane. And then they were covering, like, I think I saw a video of them covering Death Grips, too. Like, I've seen footage, Death Grips.
What, Kiro Kiro?
Kiro
Bonito?
Yeah, they cover the hard songs, but.
But theirs have such sweet music.
I know. And then when they performed, because I was backstage for their performance.
Yeah.
When they were performing those songs, everyone's, like, moshing, like, beating each
really?
Other up. Yeah, even during the sweet songs. Because
like, their music is, hey, hey, hey.
That's how it
hey,
is. That's
hey,
how it is now.
Hey, 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 hey. Yeah. You know, it's like just like real sweet, like bubblegum. Hey, hey. Yeah, right. So they get hardcore.
Even during those sweet songs, though, like, you know, like, da na na na. Everyone's like punching each other. And it's like.
What?
Because that's how it is. That's how music is these days. Like.
So it could be the sweetest music, but people are moshing?
Yeah. Like, it
so
could be
it's two dudes
music.
And a woman, a girl, right? Like
no, I think there's like six, five people in their band.
But one female, right?
One female, yeah. There might be two females, but I don't remember.
Full Japanese? Isn't she half Japanese?
I think like, she's half, I don't know.
Or a quarter or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I met her, too. She was
what
doing...
What was she like?
I don't know if...
Do you have your phone on you?
If,
Can you type in Carol Bonito? Like, I want to know the lead singers, because I don't
Sarah,
know.
Sarah Bonito.
Okay, so that's Sarah Bonito, Sarah Bonito. Sarah okay,
I don't know Sarah if that's Bonito. Her real name, though.
Okay.
I think it is, but yeah, so I met her because...
Was she cool?
So we were at, this is the Fonda Theater. It's a really nice venue.
In there's LA.
Like a, yeah, there's like a downstairs, backstage. They give Sarah. You food. Like, Sarah they give Perry. Me lunch money. Like, aside from, like, my like, gig money.
Oh, they give you per diem.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called per diem.
Because I've so never, they give you lunch I've never per had, diem. They're like, here's $20 to buy lunch. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. I get lunch money for performing. That was, like, the first time. That
was she nice?
Oh, no, she didn't give me the money.
Her was, management? Or
no, it was the venue guy.
He gave you a per diem?
Yeah, he was cool.
How much,
really
like
cool.
$40?
It was like 20.
20?
Actually, no, maybe it was 40. I don't remember exactly.
But it was at least $20.
Yeah, for like lunch money and for gas.
Oh,
and, you know,
wow.
For stuff like that. I was like, whoa, this is like cool. And the backstage is, if you ever perform at the Fonda Theater, it's really nice.
Is it really nice?
It's really nice.
So how did you open for them?
Yeah, I opened for them, and then I hear like Sarah doing her vocal warm ups in her room.
What did
and
that
I,
make?
I had my own room, so I was like alone in there.
So like, can you try to? Can you? So you're by yourself.
Oh, and this was after I performed, right? So
can you try to recapture what you heard?
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear something in the other room. Like I'm you.
I hear la 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 la. La 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 la, ha 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 ha! Like you know the vocal warm ups.
Did that give you goosebumps?
No,
because you're like, oh, dude, that's the Bonito girl doing her
thing.
Well,
I kind of got nervous, and it was funny because I opened right, so I was like,
did they check out your performance?
Yeah, they did. Some of the members did. I don't know if Sarah saw it,
uh-huh.
But. So I performed, right, and when I perform, I come out as, like, Alien from Fantastic Planet, because that's my thing. Is
I don't know. I have the poster right
I'm
there. I have the poster right there.
Yeah.
It's right there on my fridge.
Yeah, so what I do is I'll, like, dress up. And it was Halloween, so I wanted to be, like...
Oh, so it was around this time.
Oh, yeah, I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I love Halloween. So I dressed up, and I had, like...
You love Halloween. I want to get back to that, though.
Oh, yeah.
You love Halloween?
Oh, yeah. I dress up every Halloween.
Okay,
even
so
if I'm
going to throw you some trivia.
Okay.
What are some of
Wait.
Hold up. Think about it.
No.
Okay, this will be easy. Three of your favorite Halloween horror movies during this time to watch.
I said I love Halloween.
But I'm throwing in horror movies too.
Well, didn't I tell you this though? That I
don't know if you did. I don't know if you said it on this part for
I
part
don't
three
really,
here.
I get scared.
So you don't like horror movies?
Not when I'm alone. Like no, because. Steve, my mind is, like, crazy, and I will, like, think about it.
What do you mean your mind's crazy? It can't be as crazy
like
as mine.
I won't be able to go to bed because I'll think that it's real. Like, I'll think, like I don't know, like the stupidest things will scare me, and it'll scare me for, like, a week.
Like, have
like,
you
I
seen...
won't be able to shower, like,
what?
Alone. Like, I'll need to, like, shower with, like...
Really?
Some... I haven't seen a horror movie in a very long time.
So what's the last horror movie you've seen?
I don't even remember. It was like with my parents when I was like 8 years old or something.
No, it's been that long? Has it been that long? Holy smokes.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't... Wait. No, actually, when I was dorming with like my five roommates,
yeah.
I had one... Shout out August again. I think I shouted him out last time, but...
Mm-hmm.
He was my roommate again my junior year,
mm-hmm.
and he really likes movies and stuff.
Horror movies? Just movies
in
general.
He likes bad movies. Like, there's, like, you know there's, like, movies that are purposely made to be bad?
Bad. He like Troll 2 or something.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you haven't seen Troll 2?
I haven't seen it.
It's a cheesy B kind of horror movie, like, back in the day. But
okay.
It's so bad, it's good. Phantasm. Something
I
like
seen
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what movie do you watch? Any like movies?
No, and I say this like every single time on your interviews. Like, you always ask me about movies, and I'm just like,
I don't know. No, this is the first time. This is the first time I'm asking. I've asked.
Oh,
you
is this your first time?
Have I asked before?
I think you have. have.
Really?
I don't know.
Or let's get back to the music.
I don't remember.
Let's wait. Okay. So when you're
I do love Halloween though. Like I like dressing up. I just like I can't be watching.
What are you going to be then? This oh, it's in a few it's next
it
week.
It was going to be a surprise. Wait, when is this video coming out?
The Halloween week.
On Halloween?
No, when is next what's next Wednesday? The 28th.
Okay, wait.
The 27th.
I'm going to be something magical, spooky, and evil. And witchy. Can you guess?
Yeah, ghoul. A ghoulie.
No.
Yeah, you're going to be a ghoul.
No. Wait, what are you going to be?
What?
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Nothing.
Why?
I don't do that.
Steve.
Don't. Because this is the way I look at Halloween. It's like mostly for, you know, to trick or treat.
No,
to trick or treat to get candy.
No.
Because this is the thing. No. I live in the back here, right? I don't want to reveal my address. But I don't even buy candy anymore. Because I know no kids are going to. No one. No one's ever come back here. Oh, I'm going to lock the door. I'm going to lock the door.
That's the whole fun
about Halloween, the way back in the day is the candy.
You know, it was sad because.
And I don't party. Or else you dress up and you go to a Halloween party, right? To party.
It's really fun to play shows on Halloween. Like, because, really? You know, everyone's dressed up. And then, because at the Kiro Kiro Bonita show, I was like, whoa, like there's like 5 other aliens here.
Really?
Yeah, because it was Halloween.
Are people on drugs?
I mean, I don't know.
Because you would think on Halloween they maybe
they probably
on
were. This was before the pandemic, so.
You don't mess around. You're a straight edge, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I don't.
You haven't
I'll
been
go
tempted?
To parties, but I don't do anything.
You've never been tempted, like as far as peer pressure.
I kind of have felt pressured sometimes.
Like
sometimes
before
I feel
a
pressured.
Show, like so, has anyone handed you drugs?
Not before a show. I can't do it before a show.
But no one's
I've
handed
never
you drugs.
Oh, they have.
Like
yeah.
Here's some coke, or here's some marijuana.
Yeah, like hey, Luana, you want to go smoke outside with us?
Oh.
Like the bands will ask me.
But you don't do that.
No, I don't. I mean, and it's cool for them to do it around me because, you know, it's like, of course, people are gonna do that. And I'm okay with people doing, like, I'm not against it.
Right.
I just don't do it because.
Do you think, because it'll mess with your head?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, sensitive.
You're really sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive being.
You're
you
sensitive,
know?
Yeah. Do you think that you would get paranoid if you did something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially before or after a show.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. Like, I'm not. I wouldn't drink alcohol or anything. Like, no. And, you know, before, I need to be
focused.
Have
you ever drinking alcohol?
I have had a sip, and I didn't like it.
What was that?
I didn't like it.
What was that?
I don't know what it was. One of my friends just, like, threw in, like, everything in there. And
so
she
it was
like, oh, I have a taste of this.
It was a kamikaze.
Then, is that what it's called?
I think so. When they just.
So then I tried it, and I, like, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Did your dad? Your dad doesn't do it either, right? Straight edge.
Oh, no. He drinks.
Beer.
He drinks like, I don't know what he drinks exactly. He'll buy like the nice looking liquor and like treat himself every once in a while. He's not a drinker though. He's not an alcoholic or anything.
I have always talked highly about your father, haven't I? But have I not?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of an idea. What if it'd be so fun if I could catch him at the tail end of this interview? Because he's never done podcasts, right?
No. He's very shy, though. He's the type that's going to be like, oh, hi, like all quiet and stuff.
Okay, yeah. I won't do it.
No, but I mean.
No. Maybe how about this? Part 4?
For part 4?
Okay,
you pinky promised was
Yeah,
part
4.
Part 4.
Leilani, so he can,
Stevie,
so he can.
Right here.
So he can
this
prep
is
for
a
it.
Pinky promise.
So he can prep for it. So he can
okay.
prep for it. Yeah.
Wait, you want him on here?
Yeah, I like your dad. I like your dad.
I know.
Not for
know.
The whole thing. Maybe for like 5-10 minutes, I could just ask
him.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Not like.
I remember the first episode you made me like call him. Remember? You made me call him because.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
My memory is so bad. I don't remember anything.
Steve didn't even know this was a part 3.
I thought this was part 2. This is part 3. Okay, I want to get back to, you know what interests me is going back to the writing process.
Oh, okay.
No,
we're
not only
that.
I know
okay,
you're
okay.
good at melody. You're really good at melody. How do you come up with these jingles and melodies when you're listening? Like, how do you come up with this?
Yeah, so I think one of the first parts of it is research. So just listen to a lot of music. Don't only listen to like singers, but also listen to like melodies of like, I don't know, techno beats, like melodies of like, I don't know, tribal beats or something. Like melodies can come from anything, really. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's even like people on TikTok that will like.
Are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Didn't something special happen to you on TikTok recently? Can we talk about that?
I don't know. I don't know if anything special happened.
No, something special happened. You had like 700,000 people. Some like.
Oh well. Okay.
Can we bring that up? Or?
Oh, you know, yeah, we can bring that
up. Okay, so what happened? Because this is a special thing that happened.
My TikTok is Leilani Veggie Burger at 2 R's at the end, and people have been telling me like, "Oh, Leilani, you should get on TikTok because like I like making little videos, right? I like making like quick little videos mm-hmm. and like." Silly stuff where I'll just like record myself singing. So on TikTok, I was like, okay, I don't know what this app is about. So the first time I just posted all of my like old stuff.
How long are the videos? Like, how long can you make a video on
You
that?
Can make a video up to like 3 minutes long now.
Really? Like a song?
Yeah, but it's recommended that you do like less than 15 seconds because people have short attention spans.
It's getting shorter by the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, and the shorter video you have, this is how TikTok does it. The more video, the more that people watch the full video, the more it shows up on the For You page and the more views you get. So the shorter the video, the better it's going to do.
The algorithm is.
Yeah, that's how the algorithm is.
How'd you figure that out?
I just know.
Okay, continue. You're smart. You're smart. Continue.
And then, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, something special happened. So I posted like 2-3 videos, right? Of like, okay, this is just like... I'll just post my beat stuff. Not many views. And then I post myself playing the guitar. I have this side project called the Pez Heads. And it's all just like surf rock music that I've been releasing since high school.
Can I write that down?
Yeah, the Pez
like,
Heads.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, it's like a Pez dispenser, mm-hmm. but Pez Heads. Mm-hmm. So I have this song called Sophisticated Girl, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, she's real cool, she's overrated. Mm-hmm. Real cool, sophisticated girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa. That's how the song goes. And so I posted a video of me playing guitar.
And that was Pez Heads.
And that's Pez Heads stuff, but it's like, it's just a one-girl band. Like, it's just me.
It's just you.
But it's called the Pez Heads.
But,
so it's more
but that's
like
cooler,
because
people think it's a whole group, but
I know,
it's just
but
you.
Yeah, it's just me. But so I posted that, and then, dude, like, 400,000 views, and then it just keeps
400,000?
Going up. 400,000 views, like, and I just started on TikTok, and then I get like 30,000 followers immediately, like after that video.
What?
And I've only posted like 5 videos.
What?
And then that's when and you know what the audience was? It was like all these like, cause you know TikTok has like the.
I don't know nothing about it. I know nothing.
Well, there's like.
I just see people.
There's like.
You know, I thought it was just
there's like e-girls, you know. E-boys, like there's very like alternative.
Wait, you're going too fast. What the hell is an e-boy and an e-girl?
So, yeah, I don't even know what it is, but it's like these, like you know how people dress up like from Hot Topic, like all goth.
Yeah, like, is, know, that like creepers. Is that an e-boy?
What does
E stand for?
Is that what it stands for? I didn't even know. I thought it stood for like electronic, like.
Well, internet's spelled with the I. Okay. I'm so out of the loop. Okay, I'm so sorry. We'll edit that out. We'll keep it in. So, e-boys, e-girls, goth, Hot Topic, black clothing.
They just dress like, and they're all sad. Like, and then they play like.
What do
like,
you mean they're sad?
Like they're sad boys. Like I'm so emo, but da na na na. Like you know, and then trap music like boom boom.
So, okay. So I am so out of the loop.
Okay, well,
this is like an alternate reality to
so
me.
So that's my crowd. I mean, no, that's not my crowd. Like,
but they like your stuff.
There's a bunch of young people on TikTok, and they really like the Pez Head stuff. So I was like, and at first I thought like, oh, this is like a Chinese app, you know, like maybe it's all fake, like mm-hmm. you know, like. Maybe,
oh, you didn't think it was authentic.
Yeah, like maybe there's a like maybe it's normal that people get 400,000 views, and maybe it's normal that a lot of people get followers that quickly.
No,
but then I realized people were buying the music. And I got this like flood of downloads.
What do you mean buying the music?
They were buying the song because they.
How
liked
do they buy
it.
The? They could buy the song on TikTok.
No, because on TikTok I say this is my song, Sophisticated Girl,
and you give them a link.
It's on all platforms, and then the link is on my bio, and they all went to it on Bandcamp.
So it's promotion.
Yeah, so they all went to it on Bandcamp, and then they all bought the song, and I was like, oh, shoot, this is, like, these are real people on TikTok. Like, this is no joke.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
This shit, like, is real.
Can
I
ask you this?
I mean?
How many people download? How many people did you?
It was, like,
it was
over,
like a resurgence of downloads.
It was,
downloads.
Like, over, like, 1,000-something. Like,
on your Bandcamp?
Yes, on Bandcamp, and it wasn't on Spotify or anything, right? The little EP that I had with the surf rock stuff, the rock music, it wasn't on any platforms, and people were like, please, I want it on all platforms. So then I was like, okay, you know what? I'll put it on all platforms. So I put it on all platforms. I posted about it.
Wow.
And then people were listening to it. So,
dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, so...
So, dude...
It was weird because, like, because, you know, when I came out with the Pez Head stuff, I came out in high school.
Where could people, is that, do you have a Pez Heads EP or something? People?
Yeah, yeah, it's called Pescatarian, like a pescatarian.
On your Bandcamp or your
Yeah,
Spotify?
It's on the link in my bio, Leilani Linktree. Or just look up the Pez Heads. That's me.
Yeah.
That is my music.
How many songs,
so.
how many albums and
right
songs?
Right now it's the 5-song EP that's on there. That's the one that everyone, like, was like, whoa, this is cool.
And you recorded that on your computer? Like,
yeah, it's on the... They're just demos. But I felt so pressured to put it out that I was just like, you know, who cares? I'm just going to put it out.
You on your GarageBand or Pro
Tools?
Yeah,
it was just on Ableton. And it sounds terrible. Like, the quality sucks. But people wanted it out so bad. And I was
and
just
you
like,
did all the vocals in there?
Yeah.
You did the production,
yeah,
the
when
vocals?
Yeah, when people want it, they want it now. And they forget about you immediately after. So I was just like... Fuck it, I'll just put up the demos.
So that's, you have to do it, you have to take advantage
yeah,
of their attention.
People forget about you like within a day, you know?
Whoa,
so,
that's the world we're in, huh?
Yeah, it's like, at least that's what I'm told. But then I have a bunch of these other people that are telling me like, oh no, people wait for good music. And
right.
That's true. The true fans wait for the good music.
They
but
do.
But in reality, people get bored easily because
easily.
There's so many musicians now. Like, everybody makes music, Steve.
Everybody
draws. Everybody is an artist. Like, ask any kid on the street, I'm an artist.
Everyone does it. Everyone.
I'm an artist. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Everyone does it. There's so it's like, you have to...
Capitalize.
You have to be quick.
Do you think
you
so? Now
quick.
You're fighting
That's
for
my
attention.
Advice.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
to.
Fighting for attention. On TikTok, you're fighting for attention, man.
So I thought
you're
it was only like dancing
attention.
And stuff. You could
yeah,
do
it is dancing. I mean, all of the famous TikTokers are like dancers. Well, you know Bella Poore, she's the one that does all the like... facial expression.
Yeah. So how do I always wondered this. So you could get, that's a way to get paid, right? You link them to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. So you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something else, right? But how else do people get paid?
You can sign
TikTok?
Up for, when you reach a certain amount of views on TikTok and a certain amount of followers, you can sign up for the Creator Fund.
What's that?
It's basically you get paid whenever you get views. So
but
you
like
get
through advertising?
Through, no. Like you just get paid by the amount of views that you get.
But there has to be advertisers, right? They'll put an ad in there.
Oh, sometimes there's like sponsors and stuff, but no, it's no ads. It's you get paid because you keep people on the app. You get it? So that's why they pay you. And that's why with the algorithm, the longer that people watch your stuff, the more it shows up on the Explore page, For You page, because they want people to stay on the app. So they want the good content to
my
be up
God.
There. So it's interesting, you know, I realize the less I care about the videos, the more it goes viral. Like recently.
Because that was viral kind of, wasn't it? That's viral.
It kind of went viral, but recently, like a week ago, I cut my bangs too short. Might not look that short.
I like
right
it.
Now, but it was like way up here, right?
Yeah.
So I was just messing around. I was like, I sang a song about it. It was like 10 seconds long. Like I
On
cut,
TikTok?
Yeah, I cut my bangs way too short. They don't even look like bangs anymore because they don't look like bangs.
Yeah.
And then it got like 700K views. Like
700,000?
Like in a night. It was really weird.
700,000?
Yeah, 700,000. And all of these girls were making these videos of like them like showing how short their bangs are.
You started a trend.
So it was kind of a... It's not a big trend. Like there's
no,
not
you started
many,
a trend. A
was
bang
kind of,
for your bangs.
Yeah, the short... And people were like, you know, they were like, oh yeah, it looks good. And some of them were like, haha, it looks dumb.
Right. So you could do you could do anything on TikTok?
You could do anything on TikTok.
Can you cook or something?
Yeah,
or
you
I'm
can
making
cook,
grilled
you can draw,
cheese.
You
or something.
Can...
Yeah.
You can, you should be on TikTok.
I think I missed the boat on that.
Oh no, there's never...
What would I do? Hey guys.
Dude, you would go viral, man.
Hey.
You would go viral. If you ever get on TikTok...
Maybe Raymond.
If you ever get on TikTok, we'll make a TikTok together. And I'll give you like...
How do you record it? On your phone? You could do it on your phone?
Yeah, on your phone. I have more TikTok followers than Instagram followers.
What?
Yeah, it's
you
like...
You got 30K in one day?
Yeah, but now I'm at like 66K, which isn't... It's not...
66?
It's not a whole lot.
What do you mean
like,
it's not a whole lot?
People like normally have 500K. This is what I'm skeptical of, is that...
500K?
Yeah, like kids have 500K and like all they're doing is like... You know, dancing.
What kind of... Is it good dancing?
No.
No, I understand.
Honestly,
if you can break
like,
dance.
If you're a cute girl on TikTok, you're immediately on the For You page.
And like, what do they do?
I don't
Hi,
know,
guys.
There's like this
doing
theory,
my lipstick tutorial.
There's like this theory on TikTok where like certain girls that fit the certain like face image get pushed to the top.
What? But what do they like, do?
Nothing. They just look cute.
They're just like, hi. I'm here.
Yeah, like some girls will literally just stand there and then it gets like 5 million likes, like 25
what?
Million views.
What?
There's so many people on TikTok, Steve. Like
So crazy. Wait, are they that's the younger generation, right?
Oh yeah.
So
it's a kids app. It's a kids app. I'm just going to say it's a kids app and there's a lot of inappropriate
I'm an old
things
man.
On there.
I'm old.
There's plenty of old men on
I'm old.
You're not old. You know?
I'm an old man. I have no business. What am I going to do?
You're the coolest old man ever. Like, you're like the coolest old man
You
ever.
Heard it first on the Stevie Weeby
this
show.
This is the cool. Like, no, you remember Cassie, right? Shout out Cassie.
Is that your homie?
One of my best friends.
Where is she at?
She's in San Francisco
okay,
right
Okay,
now.
Shout out to her.
She's in San Francisco partying, living her life.
Yeah.
And she's coming out with a film.
Yeah, so she was doing photography and all that.
Yeah. Because we both graduated from CCA.
Yeah.
She graduated as a film major.
Right.
About the animation stuff.
So yeah. I'm curious more, like, how many albums after that album release have you, like, how, you must have done, made a lot of music since then.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of music.
Can we talk about a couple of those projects and everything?
Yeah. I actually want to put out another Pez Heads project because it got so much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because of that, though. I've been wanting to put Pez Heads project, but the fact that all of these kids from TikTok really like it.
And you said just, Pez Heads is surf music, right?
It's mostly, yeah, it's like surf
like
rock,
I'm
surf
thinking,
punk,
I'm thinking
surf rock,
like the ooh. Pixies, like... Yeah, the Pixies,
yeah.
Bossa Nova.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that. A couple of those songs have that
yeah,
surf
I'll show,
vibe.
I'll show you some of it. I'll show
but
you some
I
of it.
But I just thought of an yeah. idea. Why don't you get just Money Mark, you and Money Mark, okay?
Right.
You and Money Mark focus on a Pez Head, just you
Dude,
and Mark.
Dude, that would be
Cause that,
so dope.
That, cause I just thought of that because
that would
he
be really
he knows
dope.
How to do surf rock music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I love Money Mark. He's so cool, man.
I'm just saying.
I saw a video of him doing the one man band thing and I was like, Money Mark invented that.
No,
stuff.
But I'm saying as far as like the right combo
yeah.
would be I think you and Mark. I just came up with that. I'm just realizing
yeah,
that
no.
now. You and Mark.
I think I want to try that out. I think that'd be I would love that.
I think he'd
I would,
be so down.
I would love that.
I think it would blow up.
I would adore that.
I think it would blow up.
It probably would. It probably would, yeah.
No, you
people, so a lot of people really like they really like the Pez Head stuff. Like it blows my mind
yeah.
that it never got that much attention when I was in high school.
Yeah, and then it's blowing
then,
up now.
Cuz and I feel like my audience has always been like just the Leilani stuff, it's mostly like older people like it a lot.
But
and people my age like it too, and younger
young,
people.
Younglings
but these
like
young
it.
People, these young people really like mm-hmm. Pez Head stuff.
Yeah. Now, you know? What are your, who does and your I cover think, art?
Oh, the cover art for...
For the Pez Heads. For the Pez Heads.
So the first EP, one of my best friends did it, Alexis. She drew like a, it's just like a fish with a hook in it, and it says Pez Heads inside of the mouth.
What about a Pez Head dispenser?
Oh, yeah, we can do that too. Yeah, I'm down with that.
So you should, okay, so I thought of another idea. Have the Choaster, have David Cho do an album cover.
That would be cool.
No, but have him draw a Pez dispenser.
Oh, he would love that.
But check this out.
Yeah.
It's a Pez dispenser, but on the head is your head, like... You're the Pez Head.
And then and then we can sell it as merch.
Yeah, yeah.
Each time you open it, like it
a
plays
toy.
A song.
Like a toy.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
See, dude? I come up with good ideas for other people, but not so much for myself. It's incredible.
No, you're a creative person. You're creative.
You know, I try.
You are.
Thank you.
You are. Bring Little Ray back.
You know what? I'll talk to him. He's in a different constellation.
Talk to Little Ray.
He's a bit
disrespectful. Give me his number. I'll call him.
He's unreachable. He comes and goes when he wants. He's an unreachable guy.
Oh, is he like in a different planet or something?
Yeah, he's in the Zeta Reticuli. He's way out there. He's like where the reptilians,
Well, hey, I'm from Fantastic Planet, so maybe
do
I can...
Do you want to...
I'll probably hit up my alien homies.
And then maybe Morse code, you could send them a message.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay, no problem, We'll do that.
Yeah,
it'll be cool. We talked earlier, I don't want to mention any names, but just advice that just as far as the stuff you've learned being in the music business and stuff.
Right.
I want you to give some advice as well as far as up-and-coming artists, what you've learned.
Right.
We're not going to say any names. Mm-hmm. You could, just talking generally, on general terms about some of the stuff that you've learned through the process of being in the music biz.
Right. So this is to everybody. Now it's not so much as a problem, I think, because I think a lot of people are self-releasing music. And that's honestly one of the best ways to go. But I just want to tell everybody, like, just be careful. You know, if a label approaches you and they give you a contract, be careful. I've never signed anything in my life with a label, so because I know to be careful. Oh, this is the most important thing. Before any of that, copyright your songs. Copyright your songs on copyright.org. That's how easy it is. Before you publish it anywhere, go to copyright.org and publish your songs before posting it. Even posting on social media, copyright it. Like, just be safe.
How much is the fee? How much is the fee for that?
So the fee for 10 unpublished songs is about $85 now. $85, but it's tax deductible, I think.
Mm.
So don't be afraid to copyright your songs. Don't be afraid to copyright your artwork. You can also copyright your artwork. And I went through an experience with my music career that it made me really paranoid about things. So now I'm like extra careful. But before I even worked with any label, before I even put out Fantastic Planet, my first album, all of those songs were copyrighted under my name. And it actually has saved my life in a lot of times. So I recommend, that's the most important thing. Everybody, please copyright your stuff. It's just because you post it online, just because you post it on Bandcamp, doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't mean anything until you copyright it. Yeah, like, maybe you can be like, oh, I copyrighted it, I posted it before this date. No, you need to copyright your songs. And if you already published your songs and you haven't copyrighted it, you can still copyright your published songs.
What do you mean by that? What,
so, like, Steve, I don't know if you copyrighted your songs.
I don't know.
But if you didn't, you can still copyright it. You can go to copyright.org and you can actually...
Submit.
You can actually... Now they changed it. You can copyright up to 20 songs that it's already published.
And then what's the process like? You just...
So you basically... You fill out the form, and then you type in, you know, the author. You type in all these things. You type in your address. You sign up, and then you pay for it, and then you upload the tracks. And then there, it's copyrighted. You get something in the mail, and it says that you own everything.
Mm.
And copyright it as a. It kind of gets confusing on whether to copyright music as performing arts or sound recording. I think it's safer to go with the performing arts because that copyrights the writing of it and the performance, whereas sound recording copyrights the sound recording, which could just mean the master of the song. But you want to copyright the writing. So copyright your songs and copyright your lyrics too. I just learned that recently that you also need to copyright your lyrics. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
But that's the most important thing, I think, to say to everyone, because a lot of people don't know about the copyright.org.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. That was
it's
fantastic.
Very important.
That was fantastic advice.
And it's also music royalties from like radio play and stuff. You can also get money from that too. So sign up for ASCAP. That's what
I use.
It's
publishing too, right?
Yeah, publishing. For publishing. Yeah. So basically, if your song ever gets on a TV show or if it gets played on the radio, like, you get paid each time you get played on the radio if you sign up for something ASCAP.
Yeah.
So be sure to look for those royalty services. It's really important to get paid for royalties and stuff. But yeah, I just want to say, like, be careful because even if somebody invites you to their studio to make music, like, oh, yeah, just come over and make music for fun, you know? If you make a hit in there and you have no deal, they could say, oh, you made that song in my studio, so I own it because you made it in my studio, which technically isn't correct, but that's something they can argue for. And that's another example for people that mix and master your songs. Like, if somebody mixes and masters your songs, they don't own... First off, nobody owns your copyright unless you sign it away to them. So nobody ever owns your music unless you've signed something. That's why you should be careful when signing something, and you should copyright your songs before you even work with anyone. So,
didn't you? Yeah. Thanks. Great advice. Great. Very insightful. Didn't you have a song on the Cho show? Did they use something?
Oh, yeah, they use the mountain. Mountain. And
can we talk a little bit about that? Because, that was a big
so
deal.
So I just want to say thank you to Paco, to Matt, to David Cho, and to the whole team. And thank you so much for choosing some of the Mangchi covers that I did. And thank you so much for choosing The Mountain as well, which is just the song from Fantastic Planet, and it played during Asa Akira's
That's insane.
Part, which was
so
really,
how did that
really cool.
How did that make you feel? Like
it
were
was
you
so,
were you like
you
did
know,
you get goosebumps?
You know, to be honest, I cried.
Oh,
yeah.
You did.
Oh, I'm gonna cry right
now. Don't cry right now.
No, I'm gonna cry.
It made you cry. It made you cry. Oh Lord, don't cry right now. You're doing so good. You're doing so good. We're almost done here. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
No,
but this
no,
is
no,
this
no,
is a happy cry.
Joy.
Oh yeah.
Because I just realized, like, wow. I'm like really
oh my God. Oh my.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm just really like thankful.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm so, dude, you did great. You're doing good. You're doing
great.
Like, yeah,
it's really cool.
Hey, you know, you sounded great. I'm so sorry. You
no,
sounded.
It's just, it's
you, but the thing is, the
you
thing
know
is,
I'm gonna be in my period.
No. But the thing is, I wanted to compliment you. I wanted to compliment you. I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna make it more like.
It's because,
like,
well, you know, actually, I cried the other day too, though, because I was thinking, like, wow, you know, like, people like you and like David, like, you guys believed in
we
me.
We see value in you.
Yeah, like you guys believed in me, like
oh for sure.
Like before.
Yeah. That
yeah.
I mean, third time on here, you know, you're always welcome. But the thing about you and I don't want to make you cry more.
No,
but
it's
but
okay.
We see value in you and you offer something very unique. Like your voice is it's very unique.
Thank
like
you.
Your delivery. You know, you remind me of you're kind of like a crossbreed of all the cool stuff that's ever been, you know, you remind me of like an Asian Bjork mixed with something. You have this really unique thing to offer, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of singers and songwriters, but you have like a different thing going on. And I knew right away when I heard you, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's unique. Yeah. So, you know, I know those are tears of joy.
Thank you. No, yeah,
but,
I just wanted to say, like, yeah, I was just really, I actually cried about it the other day. Like, I'm just thankful, like,
oh no, we
that
just,
I even know
we're
like,
lucky
you
to have met you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, because, yeah, like, I don't know, like, David just saw the cover that I posted.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah. You know? So and then, you know, like, he has a year to spot. Yeah, you know, yeah. Dave's smart, you know. He know, he knows what he's looking for. And when he hears it, he's probably like, oh, I want that. Because, dude, it's his show. You know, that's telling you something. Yeah, he's like, I want to use.
Really cool.
I want to use this for my Hulu show, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Have you seen the full episodes of that?
Oh yeah, I've seen some of the hidden episodes too that didn't air. Well, out. Go ahead. Yeah. There was only four episodes. That? Oh wait, I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, we didn't say anything about it.
Well, but yeah, but I don't think all the episodes aired because there was only four, and I remember seeing six of them. I will say
there's
that.
A lot more footage.
Oh,
than
there's
that.
Probably a lot more.
Yeah,
there's definitely. There's definitely probably a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I cried again.
No. You're good. So I want to.
But yeah, I'm just like thankful. And
yeah.
I, and
no.
I just,
no.
It's
because
you know I never really thought about it, but when like the Cho show came out and stuff.
That's
and
dope, then, like, dude. That was dope. That's dope that they
and
did.
And recently,
that.
Things have been happening.
Yeah.
So, and I just cried about it because I was like, you know, it's so cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. It's just so cool, and I'm super thankful.
Now, going back to your father, like, when he heard about this news, like, what was his reaction? Because he must have felt proud as well.
He he has his normal reaction, and it's really, like, it's not much.
Does he have...
It's not much of a reaction.
Is it? He's got the poker face. He's got the poker face. Huh?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't... He's not the type of guy that'll be like, oh my God, sweetie, you're doing great.
All right.
He doesn't give me that kind of validation.
He doesn't?
No.
Do you want that kind of validation? Do you want it?
I would rather him be, the only time he ever says something is if I'm doing something wrong. Or if he's afraid that something's going to happen that I'm going to do something wrong.
Oh.
But the validation part, honestly, it doesn't, he tells me that he's proud of me, but it's not like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's not excited.
Good job, sweetie.
Never,
I'm
like,
so proud of you,
never
sweetie.
Overly excited. He's very, like, careful with, like...
Yeah. Has he always been like that?
Yeah, he's always been... just like that. That's
just
him.
Okay.
That's what he says, so that's what
right.
I say. Yeah.
I bet you behind closed doors, he kind of...
He's excited, but he's loose. Also... He also knows that, like, being an artist is really... It's not easy, you know?
No.
Like, even if all these things happen, I'm still broke in the end. You know what I mean?
You know,
like,
but
I'm still struggling.
But the thing is, it's like...
It's like, in order for you to, like, be rich off of, like, doing this, you have to be like Billie Eilish. That's literally what you have to do.
But the thing is, do you want to... I mean, are you doing music to get rich, or are you doing music as an outlet? Like, there's so many reasons why people
do
music.
I just want to be an artist. Yeah,
exactly.
Because
you have to also figure a lot of, like, probably some of the best artists, mm-hmm. you'll never see their paintings, you'll never hear their music, you know. I'm sure there's artists out there, like, there's hidden vaults of their tapes or whatever that they're doing it. There's a documentary on this cat, I forgot the name of it, Realms of something, something. There's a guy in New York or something, he was like painting the Vivian girls. He did these paintings, he had a concept. But he didn't show anybody. He was just working on these collages in his room, and he died like unnoticed. No, but then after he had died,
he started getting
People went into his apartment and they found all these collages and paintings, and that's when he got after he had passed. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's just one story out of millions of that type of thing existing as far as an artist. Working their whole lives, because obviously he didn't want to get rich off it. He did it because he just enjoyed doing that. And I kind of look at it that way too, you know, like, unless you're like Post Malone or something, you know what I mean? Like, you're like,
yeah,
you
exactly,
know what I mean? Like,
exactly,
unless you're
something,
I mean, I know there's different levels to it, but it's like, I've never done it to like get rich off it. I mean, you know, people buy it off the Bandcamp. I'm like, oh, cool, someone likes it, you know, but I'm not.
Have you ever put out your. Do you have a
There's a lot of stuff I haven't put
do
on
you
my
have,
bank.
Do you have a Stevie Weeby Spotify?
Yeah, but I only have like maybe three EPs on there or something. Like I don't really market it or anything.
Do you have a
I'm on
do you have
Disco
like a,
I'm on Distro
You're on DistroKid?
Yeah, I'm on DistroKid right now. And I mean, I haven't even, like, the latest thing I did, I feel stir crazy. I haven't even put on my Spotify. I should do that.
You should just do it.
I know.
It's easy. Just upload it.
I might just
this
do
is
that.
My other advice
Go ahead.
To people. Just put out your stuff, dude. This is my mistake, is that I overthink about things. And you know, even my dad always stresses out, like, oh, yeah, this song needs to be mastered. It needs to sound clear. Like, dude, I don't care anymore, man. Like, I just want to put out the music now, you know? And I have so much stuff that I haven't put out. And now I'm realizing that.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I'm realizing that a lot, I should just put out my stuff. So that's one of my other advices. Like, yeah, mixing and mastering, yeah, it's important. It's important, but it's more important to just put out content. And
you know
put
what?
Out.
You're right.
And
you're
that's
right.
This is one of my goals. Like, before I die, I just want to put out as much music. I just want to die knowing that I had put out as much music and as much artwork as I can. I would rather have that than just be like, oh, yeah, I only put out, like, one single. Like, I don't want one hit album, you know?
Or one single.
Like, I want...
You want
as many
your,
as I can.
You want
like,
your discography
I'm not
out there.
I'm gonna be young for a long time. You know what I mean. I don't know what's you know.
But I think. I think with you specifically, yeah. I think you'll always record music.
Oh yeah.
Because you're in your 20s now, right?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna still be doing it when you're 30, 40, 50. So you're gonna just keep recording a bunch of stuff.
I don't think
you'll ever quit because I think you love it that much.
Oh yeah, I like everything. I like drawing. I like making cartoons too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna put out a series.
You do?
Yeah, I have this
a cartoon series.
Yeah, I have this little short on YouTube called Rapper Cow, and it's this cow that raps.
Oh, that's awesome.
He goes moo moo. Maybe he can collab with Little Ray or something, and
Rapper Cow.
We can put out like an episode.
Well,
Little Ray bumps into.
Well, let me talk to Ray. Let me talk to Raymond.
Yeah. Ask Ray.
Yeah, and so what? How should I pitch it to Raymond? Because he's pretty irritable.
So
just, he gets irritable.
So Rapper Cow
should I
doesn't
just say,
speak English. Rapper Cow just says moo, 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 moo.
So should I say, hey, Raymond, there's a collaboration possibility.
There's
a cow that
he
raps.
He escaped the barn.
But he says moo a lot.
Yes.
Oh, he'll
he
love that.
He says moo. Yeah, he says moo. And I made this little episode.
Yeah.
And I want to make it a
How can
make
people
it a
watch
series.
It? How can people watch
Look
it?
Look up Rapper Cow Leilani and it'll mm-hmm. show up. And it's just this cow that raps, but
That's
I have
insane.
Like I have storyboards of like other episodes and stuff. So I just want to like you know I want to pitch it somewhere.
Maybe Cartoon Network.
I would love.
Or Adult
I have
Swim?
Other ideas too. Actually, I have
you
like
do.
Yeah, I have
cartoon animation ideas too.
Oh yeah,
you
yeah.
do. How do you come up with this stuff? Do you lay in bed and think of this stuff?
What I learned being in college. So I went to college for animation, right? Because I wanted to learn how to make animations. I love cartoons. Mm-hmm. I still watch cartoons. Like, whenever I eat dinner, mm-hmm. I'll, like, go on Cartoon Network,
and
the app, and
yeah.
I'll watch, like... I like watching Adventure Time, Regular Show, Apple and Onion is a good one.
Uh-huh.
I like a lot of...
So you get inspired by that?
I get inspired by that, but I also... I just started getting to comic books. I don't know much about comic books yet, but I also get inspired by, like, artists, like people that do comic books and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get inspired by music too. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. a lot of like music driven cartoon ideas that I have. But what were we talking about?
I don't know. We're just talking. And guess
wait,
what?
Wait.
And time flew by because we're on our
last 5 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? Okay. What was I talking about?
Animation.
And then what about the animation though?
Oh,
how I get my ideas. Shout out Jifui Bodo. Jifui Bodo, if you've seen Monsters, Inc., he's the one that made the little title sequence. Do you?
Wait, how do you spell his name?
Jifui.
How do you spell it?
J. No, not J. G-E-E-F-W-E-E. B-O-E-D-O-E. Jifui Bodo.
Jifui
he's,
Bodo.
He's super cool, too. He has this, like, bearded, like...
Is this a character?
He's like a character. He literally looks like a cartoon character in the best way.
Jifui Bodo.
So he has a character design class in my college. And I never knew that I liked character design so much, but I love character design. Like, that's, like, my favorite part.
That's your favorite thing.
One of my favorite. Like, I like storyboarding. I like animating a lot. But I think character design is when I realize, like, oh, I think I am meant to make cartoons.
Right. So is this a real person?
Yeah, yeah. Jifui, he's, like, a famous. He's kind of famous. He's famous.
This is his real name?
Yeah, he changed his name.
So his name is Jifui.
Jifui. Yeah, Jifui.
Is he Asian?
No. He's
it
not Asian.
It sounds Chinese. Jifui.
He has this beard, too. It's, like, long and it's
Jifui. Jifui. Bodo. Jifui Bodo. Okay. Shout out to Jifui Bodo.
Shout out Jifui. He made the... He's done a lot of things, but yeah. He's done a lot for Pixar.
Dope.
A lot of the professors there have done Pixar stuff. But yeah, he's an amazing character designer, and he inspired me. And that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of when I realized, like, oh, I like making weird characters. So a lot of my cartoon pitches are based off of my character designs.
Oh.
I love, like, being creative.
That's kind of like my puppet show, you know, like, I mean, Ray's puppet,
see,
Little Ray's World.
You are a character designer.
Yeah.
You are a character designer.
Every week.
You know, Steve, you might get picked up by Adult Swim pretty soon.
Well, Ray hasn't done that in a while.
Not even the Little Ray stuff. The CBeebies show might be on Adult Swim.
Like, hear me out, man. Like, if you see my stuff, man, I haven't quit, man.
Perfect. You're
you know
perfect
what I mean?
For Adult Swim,
I grind every week, bro. I'm working hard. I'm editing, doing two other podcasts, about to do a bunch of other stuff, man. Please reach out to me.
Comment down below, hashtag CBeebies for Adult Swim. Hashtag
Adult Swim. Holler at me, man. I'm serious. I'm living this little studio. I do all kinds of artistic things in here. All right, so now's the time. I want to promote all your stuff. TikTok, Instagram, websites.
Definitely.
Music. Go ahead.
Okay, before I do that, I don't want to leave out Michelle Meeker. Shout out Michelle Meeker from my college. She's the one that believed in Rapper Cow, which is the cartoon that I made. So I just want to shout out Michelle Meeker because she's the one that helped me with my short. Shout out Michelle Meeker. But I would like to promote my Instagram, Veggie Burger with two R's at the end.
Can you just spell it out? Spell the whole thing.
VeggieBurgerr. The two R's. Don't forget the two R's at the end because there's a lot of veggie burgers with one R, veggie burger with three R. Mm-hmm. It's two R's.
Two R's.
And on TikTok, I'm Leilani Veggie Burger.
Spell that out, too.
That was long, though.
No. Do it. I'm going to have it in the description box, too.
LeilaniVeggieBurgerr. I feel like I'm at like a spelling bee or something. And then my Twitter, Leilani's Beats, and then my Facebook, Leilani's Beats, and then I have a lot of different music projects. I'm the Pez Heads. That's the PEZHEADS. If you're looking to listen to some surf rock stuff, and then I have my own stuff, which is just under Leilani. All of it is my own stuff, but the electronic sounding stuff is more under Leilani, and that's on all platforms. So, yeah.
Did we get everything, you think?
And I'm also on YouTube, Veggie Burger, two R's. I mean, you're gonna find me on other Literally, just look up Leilani on Google and everything will show
up. Can you spell it out again?
So on Google, all you have to do is look up Leilani, and I will literally pop up the first thing on the page. And you'll see all of my social medias through that.
Dude, keep up the good work. So, you're doing great
thank
work.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Part three. Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
Part four?
Oh, yeah. Part 24. It's on. I'll have gray hairs. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry for getting a little emotional.
No, I enjoy that. Hey, I think that's first time someone actually got emotional. I think this is a historic
night. I would just like to say, the reason why I cried is because I'm thankful.
Yeah.
And I want to show how thankful I am by doing my best in what I do. Because you guys, you believed in me first.
Oh, yeah.
Like David Cho's. You guys are the first people.
I'm the one that believed first, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Say it to the camera. Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
I'm
the one that believed in her first.
One of the first.
Me.
One of.
No, don't say one. Don't say one of. Say I'm the one. That's
okay. Okay. Well,
am I one of them? No.
You guys. Yeah, you guys are. You're one of them. You had me immediately on your show, like right after. Remember when we went to the Cho show, the real life one? You immediately picked me up and you were like, "Hey,
hello, is anybody home?" Me. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for the music. Oh, Scissor Bros. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Episodes drop every Friday. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com for any of the merch. Just know that the shipments may be delayed because of what's going on. Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have a P.O. box. I'm letting it kind of fill up again and stack up. But if you want to send mail, boxes, packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. box. Wait, my mind went blank. 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, L.A., California, 90093. P.O. Box 1391. Okay. Dude, I think I'm getting Alzheimer's. Dude, like my mind just went.
You're fine.
Did I say that the right stuff?
No, I'll be honest with you. I kind of zoned out. I don't know. Did you do?
I think I zoned out.
I zoned out. Okay. So,
did we make an hour? Dude, it was an honor having you.
Cool. No, thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is it over now?
Anytime.
Oh, okay, now it's